It's 1240 on the record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. If you live anywhere in the Puget Sound region and you want to hop on a commercial flight, chances are you're going to end up at SeaTac Airport. But other options exist. One is just south of Everett, Payne Field. 2 years ago, the Federal Aviation Administration approved it for commercial passenger flights. That was met by opposition from community groups, and so far, expansion plans have yet to take off. Dave Wagoner has heard all the plans for decades. He's been airport director for 22 years, and he's going to be retiring this month. On a hot, sunny day last month, I got Wagoner to give me a tour of Payne Field. Dave Wagoner says his favorite part of the job is showing people around. The Payne Airfield has a long history. It was constructed back in 1936 as part of the Works Progress Administration during the Depression. Dave Wagoner says back in those days, there were big plans for Payne Field.
In the early days, the airport was begun as a super airport project, and they envisioned it would become the super airport for Puget Sound.
That never happened. Instead, Payne Field was used by the military until the 1950s.
And I actually started flying here when I was at the University of Washington Naval ROTC unit. And so I came here and I learned how to fly.
Dave Wagoner went on to a 25-year career in the military, culminating with running the Whidbey Island Naval Air Station. And meanwhile, Payne Field went from military use to becoming Snohomish County's airport. And then with the arrival of the Boeing plant in the 1960s, Payne Field changed again.
If you could look at a time-lapse photography of the airport in slow motion over the last 50 years, you would see the industrialization of the airport. There are over 50 businesses here. The state did a study, WashDOT Aviation did a study on the economic output of each of the airport of the state's airports. The output of Payne Field was about $12 billion a year. This was based on 2009 statistics. That was more than SeaTac and Boeing Field combined.
22 years ago, Dave Wagoner returned to Payne Field to become airport director. What is an industrial airport? Well, Dave Wagoner took me for a drive around. We barely got out of the administration parking lot when a problem arose.
Hi, Hank.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just pulled through the gate there and it didn't close.
It looks like there's something hanging loose.
I just noticed that in my rear view.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Dave hops out of his car and goes back to prop up the gate card reader, which is askew.
I put it back in a spot and the gate worked fine. So the gate's closed now. I think you just need to anchor that thing back in there so it doesn't come out.
Okay. Rod Anderson is on his way.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The gate is fixed.
All things big and small, huh? Broken gates?
Yeah.
You see a lot of planes at Payne Field. They've just rolled off the assembly line at the Boeing factory.
These are 747s. This is what's called the flight delivery center. So they're being ready for pre-flight for their first flights, and then they fly away.
But almost all the planes you see at Payne Field are just kind of sitting there.
Boy, this is just a quiet day. We can't find any airplane noise at all. I'm sorry.
Over the years, there's been speculation that Payne Field could host passenger traffic.
I don't know if there will ever be air service here. I think one of the big deciding factors is I-5. If you can get to Seattle from Snohomish County, then SeaTac will always be the big airport in the region. And if you can't get there, and there are some people would say that we already are there, that we can't get to SeaTac reliably, I think that's one of the factors that's going to make a big difference in air service.
Does the fact that Boeing's here and a lot of other businesses are here, is that something that makes it less likely that there would be passenger service because they're kind of sucking all the air out of the availability?
No. The airport master plan has areas designated for the terminal and for auto parking and for commercial service passenger loading. The airport is only used to about a third of its capacity. So there's a lot of extra runway time that is that's available and could support commercial service.
Finally, a plane. It's coming in. Here it is.
That looks like a Cessna 172. It's not a very big airplane.
Dave Wagner wraps up his job as director of Payne Field at the end of October. There's one more thing I'd like you to know about him. His office, as you might expect from someone who spent a lifetime at airports, is full of all variety of model planes. But over behind his desk is something else. I'm curious about this. On the wall, we've got a silver spoon mounted, the Silver Spoon Award 1993 to Payne Field, home of the Spooners. What's that all about?
Well, my family has a history of hanging spoons on our nose. And so we were at a master plan session out with the public, and afterwards we convened at a restaurant and had a glass of wine. And I showed them how to hang spoons.
Wow. How does your family get that expertise anyway?
You know, I'm not sure, but we've done it as long as I can remember and all had a good time at it.
Yep, it's a good time hanging those spoons. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.